We continue our learning of Nishmas Davi Beben Nachem Shem Chan Yaakov Beberachos Eliyahu Ben Nechulin Perek Test Mishnah Gimel. We touched upon this a little bit with respect to the laws of Tumah, but we'll need a little bit more of an introduction here. Tumah is able to be metame things, of food, whatever it may be, not only through direct contact, but if, let's say, there's a shomer. We've spoke about a shomer, a protector. So what's a shomer? A shomer is, let's say, you have the peel of a fruit. So that, even though the fruit itself wasn't touched, if the peel of the fruit was touched, so then tumah is conveyed not only to the peel, but the fruit itself. There's also something called the yad. A yad literally means a handle. So a yad is like an appendage that can be used as, that functions as a handle of something. A stem of a fruit is a yad. So a peel of a fruit is a shomer, a stem of a fruit is a yad, and because of this, we're able to have tumah not only be conveyed to the item that's touched itself, but let's say if it touches the yad, the appendage, the handle, so then not only is the handle tameh, but because you pick up the fruit by holding that stem, the whole fruit becomes tameh as well, even though this only the stem was touched. There is a difference, though, between, let's say, a stem and a peel, a stem being a yad and a peel being a shomer, and that is that a shomer is more strict than a yad, and this is where we discussed this in previous Mishnahs in the Perek, in that a shomer is able to contribute to the volume of a beitzah for Tumas Ochlin. We spoke about in order to be metame other things, you know what we need. So let's say you have a fruit and it's less than a slice of a kibetza. So and you touched and there's a yad and there's a yad as well. So together with the yad, the fruit will equal a kibetza. That doesn't help you. But if together with the peel, not the stem, but with the peel, the fruit is now the size of kibetza, then that can convey tumah to something else because a shomer is able to contribute to the volume of an egg of a beitza for tumas ochlin. A yad is not able to do so. It does not contribute to the volume of the food. It only is able to convey tumah to the food itself when something tameh touches that yad. So now we begin Perek Test Mishnah Gimel. Hamafshit ba behema uvachaya. Here you have someone who flays the animal. Could be a behema, a domesticated animal, chaya, or batahoro vatameo. Now that seems to mean whether it's a kosher animal or an non-kosher animal. That may be one interpretation. But the other interpretation is that we're speaking about flaying a behema that's tahoro. We're speaking about a kosher animal that was shechted properly, and therefore it is tahor. That's what we call tahor, shechted and kosher. Or tameya here, not to mean a non-kosher animal, means rather an animal that died without shechita, therefore has the status of nevela, and that is tameh. So here you have someone who's flaying a behema or a chaya, and it's whether the animal is a kosher animal after shechita, or it's tameya, it's an animal that is a nevela, and this would be true badaka uvagasa, whether the animal is daka, let's say a sheep or a goat, or gasa, which let's say a cow. So now what the Mishnah is teaching us is the following. How much of the hide has to be removed, has to be flayed in order for the part that is detached is no longer considered a yad? And that's why the yad introduction was important. We want to know in terms of the laws of Tumah, how much of the hide has to be removed so that that which has been detached is not considered a yad to the basar. Why is that important? Because in general, we learned already that at the beginning of the Perek, that the hide of an animal doesn't convey tumah on its own. It's not mekabel tumah. But if it's attached to the basar, to the flesh, so then it's considered a shomer. And by doing so, it can now become tameh and be metame the flesh itself. So that's when it's attached. But let's say you're detaching. So if it's completely detached, though obviously it's not conveying tumah to the basar, and in itself, as the hide, is not makabel tumah. It's not tumas ochlin. But if it's attached, it is. So now you're flaying it, you're removing it. So if it's removed very little, so maybe I'll say, well, it's still considered a shomer to the animal, to the flesh of the animal, and therefore if the hide becomes tameh, the flesh becomes tameh. And also it would contribute, let's say, in terms of volume as well. But here, obviously, we're speaking about where you have the full animal and I'm really flaying the animal. I want to know, is the animal become tameh if the skin has slowly been removed a little bit from the animal? So So that's what the Mishnah is saying. If you're mafshit by behema or chaya, whether it's tahor or tmeya, dak or lagasa, whether it's a thin animal, literally a large animal, lishatiach, if the purpose of flaying the animal's order to make some type of rug, something you're going to spread out, and therefore, how are you cutting it? So you're cutting it down its length, from the head of the animal, the top of the animal, to the almost really to the tail, and then that's how you start. That's the first cut, and then how do you flay it? So you're flaying it side to side. So the Mishnah is telling us here, kidei achiza, enough to grasp it. Says the Bar Tanur, what's ad kidei achiza? Shein shnei tfachim, two tfachim, that's all. Utfei mehachi lo have a yad, lahachris lohotzi tumah. And once more than two tfachim has been removed, so then it's no longer a yad to be machnis and be motzi tumah from there. So what does that mean? So, well, let's talk about the two examples we had. The first example we had was if the animal is a kosher animal. Kosher animal that was shechted, so then there's tumah sochum we're speaking about. So that means that tumah will be conveyed to its meat if as long as less than two tfachim have been removed. But more than two tfachim have been flayed from the animal, of the hide, so along the length of the animal. So then if you touch the part of the hide that has been removed, so then it's not considered that it's in contact with the meat. The hide that's still not removed, so that will convey to and from the meat. It's still a shomer at that point. But the part that has been removed, two tfachim, is not. If it's less than two tfachim, then even though it's removed a little bit, that can convey tumah to that. That's with respect to the kosher animal. What about the nevela? So if the animal's a nevela, and that's what we meant in the Mishnah, when I said tumeya, if you touch, we want to know whether or not that's conveying tumah to something else. We want to know whether you become tumeh. So if you touch the yad, you will become tamei nevela if, in fact, and what you touch, just the skin, and the skin has been flayed less than two tfachim, then you become tamei tumas nevela. If it's more than two tfachim and you touch the skin, you don't become tamei tumas nevela. So that's a l'shatiach, if you're using it to spread it out, kedei achiz, enough to grasp it, which is two tfachim. Ulechemes, let's say you're flaying the animal for the purpose of making it into a chemes, like we have that parshas vayera, chemes mayim, like a canteen, a flask, made out of leather, ad sheyafshit esechazeh. So then it remains a yad and tumay, and it can convey tumah to the flesh of the animal until you flay the chazeh, the breast of the animal. So this is obviously a larger area. What does this mean? So when you flay the animal to use the hide as a chemes, so then it's very different than using it as a spread. Here, you don't cut the animal down its length, but you start to remove this hide from the neck, and you keep folding it inside out as you keep going down towards the bottom of the animal, towards the tail of the animal. So the hide is not being cut. The hide is whole until why do you want to keep it whole? Because you want to use it as a flask. You don't want it to be cut. So up until the point where you get to the breast of the animal, so the hide is considered a yad. That's what it's saying. And when you get to this section of the animal, to the chazeh of the animal, that's the most difficult part of the animal to remove. And at this point, we assume that the skin is no longer considered a yad. Why is that? So since it's so difficult to do, and the Bar Tanur says, any limbs of the animal, sometimes the person who's making this flesh will leave it there for a while, so then it can still be a yad. Once you remove it from that section, from the chazeh, from the breast, and it's gone, it's easy to flay beyond that, so therefore that's the moment where, up until that point, it's still considered a yad, and beyond that point, it's no longer considered a yad. What does that mean? So once again, if it's an nevela, so if you touch the skin beyond that point where you removed it from the chazer, you will not become tamei. And if it's a kosher animal that was shechted, there's no tumas ochlim, which means if you're tamei and you touch the skin, you're not going to make the meat tamei. beyond that point. Hamargil. So now, margil from the word regal, this is where you're flaying the hide for, you're using it also as a flask, and you want it, you're not cutting it right from the very beginning. Where do you start them from though? Margil means you're starting from, literally means the leg. So the Bar Tanur says, Shemaschim mi ragle habehema, lahafshit umafshito kaful tzorachem. It's the same thing, you're folding it over and not cutting it so that you can use it as a flask. So kulo chibur lutuma li tamei lutamei. Says the Mishnah, starting from the feet, then it's considered attached and a yad for tuma. And this is both litame, to become tame, ulatame, to be tame, something else. This means until you've flayed the entire thing, the whole heart is considered a yad, and therefore it's able to convey tumah to the basar, if it's kosher, or you become tame from it, even if you touch just the skin, all the way to the end, even though a little bit still attached, if it's an avail, if it's an animal that just died. So that's if you're going from the bottom up. Or shalat savar. What about the skin that's on the neck? Now, one way to explain this Mishnah is that we're going back to the case of margil. This is where you're starting from the regular, you're flaying from the feet, where we said that it considered a yad all the way to the very end. It's considered a yad. So the Mishnah is saying that, what's the last point that you cut off? You know, or shalat savar is the skin that's on, obviously going upward. So what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to remove the breast, which we said was difficult to remove, and the neck, that's afterwards. So the hide of the neck is something that separates by itself. It's very loose. And the Mishnah is discussing the following case. So you flay the neck, the chazeh already. So that's the most difficult. So now, but it's still at the neck. So the question, remember, the other way you were going downward from the top. But here you're going from the bottom up. So now that you've removed it from the chest, and now you have the part that's attached to the neck, which comes off very easily. So that's going to be a machlokas, whether it's considered a yad afterwards or not. Because we said it's pretty much kulo chibur all the way up when it's margil. I want to know, is that really true? It's still considered a chibur when you get to the neck? Says the Bar Tanura, shehachazel is sofev shetu hu. The chazel isn't, that's at the end. Lefikach kulo chibur ad hechazel, that we said up until the chest. But or shalat tzav. He says that's something that can come off pretty much by itself. Maybe we wouldn't say that has the same status as the chazer, as the Mishnah explains. So this is machlokas, or shalat savar. You're beyond now, you took off the section, when you're going from the bottom up, you took off the section of chazeh, which is most difficult, but there's still skin on the savar. Do we say that it's still considered a yad because it's attached? Rabbi Yochanan ben Umar, ain't no chibur. No, at that point, it's not a chibur anymore. Which, of course, what does that mean? The skin of the neck, because it separates easily, it's not considered a yad anymore, and therefore it will not convey to him or be mitame the person who touches it if it's an avela. And Rachachamim Omim Chibur Ache Yafshit Es Kulo. No, the way we understood it to begin with, Margil going from the bottom up. So then it's considered attached, it's a yad, until you remove the entire amount. Perek, Tes, Mishnah, Dalad, or Sheyesh, Alav, Kezayas, Basar. You have a piece of meat, has a Kezayas, and was removed from the rest of the meat, and it's attached to the hide, the skin that has been removed. So this is, we're talking about, we want to speak about nevela. Do become tamei if you touch this? It's a kezayis. A kezayis of nevela makes a person tamei. But this is or sheish lev kezayis basar. This is where where it's on the hide. It's not part of the flesh, but it's a full kezayis of basar on the skin itself. And the Bar Tanur here says, or sheish alav b'kezayis basar b'makom echad, it's in one place. Which means if that kezayis of meat that was spread over a large area, which would be difficult to bring all together, so then it's not going to be, it won't necessarily be considered basar at that point, even though it's a kezayis, if you would put it all together. So that would depend on how it was separated off the piece of skin. But the background we need to understand. Skin, we said, or once it's separated from the body, so then it's not, let's say it's, we're talking about a nevela. So it's not tumah. It's not part of the meat. It doesn't convey tumah. It's not a yad anymore. But there is a kazayas of meat on it. So that's what we're discussing over here. There's a kazayas of meat, and it's b'makom echad, that even though it's attached to the skin, and the skin is not mekabel tumah, and this kazayas of meat is meat, then it's a full kazayas. So if we're speaking about a nevela, you become tumah if you touch the kazayas of meat, even though it's not attached to the rest of the body. But the case of the Mishnah goes even further, a bigger chiddush. Hanogea b'tziv hayotzi mimenu. Let's say you touch a shred of meat that is attached to this kazayas piece of meat, even though that shred of meat that's sticking off, hanging off, is not the size of a kazayas. All is that you touch that, but that's attached to the kazayas piece of meat. That's attached to the skin. Or uvisaara shekenegdo. Or better, here a person touches a hair that's coming out from that section of the hide could have hair on it, which is connected to the meat. So here, you're not even touching the meat at all, not even a shred of the meat. You're touching the hair that's on the hide that's right opposite that piece of meat. So that's the mission in both of these cases, where there's a kazayas of basar in one place on this skin, and you just touched a shred of, not the full kazayas, you touched a shred of meat that was hanging attached a little bit, or a hair that was right opposite it. Halacha is tameh. You become tameh. Now, touching the shred of meat, I get. Why are you tameh if you touch the hair? Because the answer is because the hair is a shomer to the meat that's underneath it. And therefore the hide is not considered a chatzitza at all, because the hair goes through the hide. So since it penetrates it, so then it's not a chatzitza. It's like you're touching that meat itself, and you become tameh from the nevela. Hayu alav kishnei chatzayas esim. What about this? You had two separate pieces of meat that are attached to the skin of the animal, but it wasn't a kazayas in one place. You had a half a kazayas in one place, half a kazayas in the other place. So mitameh bimasa velo bimaga, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says it will convey tameh. Interesting. You become tameh from that nevela if you touch it or carry it. The nevela normally makes you tameh if you touch it, maga, or carry it, masa. Says Rabbi Shmuel, in this case, not if you touch it, only if you carry it. Why? Because if it's two half kazesim, so then this, how do we treat them? So they're not connected to one another, but nonetheless, together they would become a make a kazayas. So we're willing to say that there's tumas nevela if you carry it, but not if you touch it. So once again, normally hide, the skin itself of the animal, the ore, is not mekabel tumah. It's not considered tumah if it's a nevela. But the kazayas of meat there is. But that's a kazayas in one place. Here, two kazayasim. So says Rabbi Shmuel, okay, if you carry the hide, we say that you've carried a full kazayas, so therefore you become tumah tumas nevela. But touching it, you can. Now, let's say you touch both of them at the same time. If you touch one, you didn't touch a kazayas, you didn't become tumah, unless you touch a kazayas or nevela. But here, let's say one finger's touching one hand's touching half, one half kazayas, one finger's to the other half a kazayas. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you don't become tumah. You can't. Why? Because that's considered two separate acts of touching, even though you did them at the same time. Therefore, you don't become tamei nevela from maga, only if you carry the whole, hide. Rabbi Yekiva Omer, lo b'maga v'lo mamasa. Not at all. Two separate gazesim. The hide is not mekabel tumah. You don't have a gazais of buster in the same place. You don't become tamei either touching or even carrying. Umode Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzai yizesim shetchavon b'keisam v'hesitam shehu tamei. Says Rabbi Akiva, though, I do admit, if let's say this two half kazesim were attached, you join them together. You took a piece of little wood chip and you put them through. So then now it's as if they're halachically attached. So then Rabbi Akiva says that you will become, it is nevela, and it can be betame a person. Says the Bar Tanura, Modi Rabbi Akiva, de'afa gav de lo have a kezayis be'ora b'makom echad, even though we don't consider two chatayisim as together a kezayis b'makom. Now, what is b'makom echad? Sounds like even if they are in the same place, it's two, de'afa gav de lo have a, when you have two half kezayisim, they're not considered a kezayis, even if they're b'makom echad on the skin, b'kiyai gavna. But in a case like this, so it sounds like, and the Gemara explains, that this is speaking about, according to Rabbi Akiva, not when it's attached to the skin. You have two F kezayisim of nevela that are not attached to the skin. Well, they're still not attached. So how you can become tame either, according to Rabbi Akiva? No, kugon she'tachav shnei chatzai zayisim b'kisim. You took the splinter and attached the two together. V'hisiton shu tame. So now, if I join them together, now Rabbi Akiva will agree. It's not attached to the skin, but two chatzai zayisim can make you tame if you attach them together with this splinter. With the name of Rabbi Akiva metaher ba'or, so ask the Mishnah, why does Rabbi Akiva say that, but when they're attached to the skin, they're not considered anything, you don't become, there's no tumas nevela there, after all, two half kezesim, and what if I put a splinter, attach them together when they're attached to their skin, why wouldn't that be sufficient to make that into a nevela, menesha or mevatlan, says Rabbi Akiva, because since they're attached to the hide, they're considered like attached to, they're considered butel to the hide, they're negligible to the hide. If you had a kezias, that'd be one thing. But if kezesim, even attaching them somehow, is butel to the hide, the hide is not makabel tuma, and is not considered nevela, to be metame a person, therefore, in this case, the half, two half kezesim, even attached, if they're attached to the skin, are not, are butel, and therefore not considered nevela.